Veni Sancte Spiritus, 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 Veni Sancte Spiritus.
23 of February 2019, the prayer part 8. The prayer of the heart, today more the historical part. The big part of the reflections about the prayer of the heart, we already did it in October 2018. But in the frame of our spiritual meditations, it is good to hear again about this prayer, because it helps us to come in a very intensive relationship to the Lord. Who wants to make his prayer life rich and more intensive, he will find in the tradition of the Eastern Church a wonderful prayer. It is a so-called prayer of the heart, or Jesus prayer. To avoid any misunderstandings, this prayer is part of the wonderful treasure of the Church. And especially this prayer is prayed from faithful people in the Orthodox Church. It's not influenced from other religions with their meditation praxis. It is, from the very beginning, a Christian prayer. At the moment, this kind of prayer is coming also to the Roman Catholic Church, and the longing for silence and contemplation can be answered in a certain way. The pilgrims are coming in the Holy Land to renew their relationship to God and to deepen it. Because of this, we teach them, if they don't know, this most precious prayer, which is very simple. We, as Christians, as Catholics, as community, we are praying also this prayer a long time, and we cannot think that it will go away. We know that St. Paul asks us to pray all the time, and this prayer all the time, permanent, is a wonderful way how the heart is changed under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And also, such a prayer is a strong weapon against the bad spirits. Originally, we find this kind of prayer in the Holy Scripture, and we also can remember that we are used maybe to make short prayers, Jesus, Mary, help me, or something like this. Also, the faithful Jews say often repeat the so-called Shema Israel. It is a longer prayer, but it can be like something which is preparing the everlasting prayer. It's written in 5 Moses 6, 4 to 9. In the praxis of the monks of Egypt from the 3rd to the 6th century, the prayer started to have a systematic. And they tried different forms, but then they found the classical form, Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me. And this prayer is Trinitary, as Metropolitan Dr. Serafin Yuanta wrote. The Jesus prayer is also a confession to the Holy Trinity in a very concentrated way. We confess Jesus as the Son of God and true God. We confess also God Father as the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And also we confess, indirectly, the Holy Spirit. Nobody can say that Jesus is God if he is not talking in the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is praying in us. The Jesus prayer is, like all other prayers, a prayer and the Holy Spirit. Also, we pray in this prayer for the mercy of God, because the last sentence of this prayer is coming from Lucas 18:13 with the words, "Lord, have mercy on me." The prayer starts to be very developed between the 12th and 14th century on the Mount Athos. It is an island in Crete. Only monks are living there. They're living in monasteries or also in eremitages. From Athos, this prayer came to Russia. In Russia, a lot of people started to pray this, especially in the 16th century, and at another time, also in the 19th century. This prayer had a strong intensity because we found a lot of starets. Starets are teachers of the spiritual path, and what they experience, they give to the other people. Also, we can find about the heart prayer, about Jesus' prayer in the literature. One of the most famous books is from the so-called Russian pilgrim. Nobody knows who wrote it. It might be foreseen by God that this prayer is now also coming to the West, because we cannot oversee that the West and also the Catholic Church is like very dry. Not very much people are really deepening the faith. So people are looking to other forms of meditation, how they can find a way to the insight and to the silence. But those ways connected with other religions are not without problematic, because we will find, beside worthful things, also errors, and this can lead to confusion. But if you concentrate to the heart prayer, to the Jesus prayer, and if we practice it in the right way, it will be a great help and will let us come close to the way of contemplation. Therefore, we really can recommend this prayer for those who want to intensify their prayer. Tomorrow, I will say something more about this wonderful prayer.
Veni, Sancte Spiritus, 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 Veni, Sancte Spiritus.